Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Some people play video games to escape reality, some play to experience a story told through a unique medium, and some play just to stress themselves out. It sounds weird when you really think about it, but some video games are made to induce stress and frustration, walking a fine line by creating something obtuse enough to provide a challenge while staying competent enough so you don't rage quit altogether. I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 stressful video games that make you sweat. Number 8. Dark Souls. The original Dark Souls is world famous by now for being one of the most hostile game experiences ever coded, with tricks and traps around every corner specifically designed to make the player feel unsafe. No moment of rest can be trusted, no empty space can truly be used to relax for very long, and even the smallest, most basic enemy can kill you fast. The game teaches you with disturbing efficiency that not keeping your shield up at all times is a recipe for an immediate demise. You can't even open a chest without the fear that one of them might be a mimic that will kill you within seconds for the crime of thinking you were safe for half a second. Honestly, there's an almost troll-like glee to how this game messes with you, which is probably how it became so popular so fast, as gamers would share it with their friends as a joke to watch their reaction as they get charbroiled every 5 seconds. The fact that beyond that, the game is actually really damn good is what then sustained that initial popularity. Number 7. Sniper Elite. While the Sniper Elite series, though maintaining its original appeal, has definitely become more over the top and easier for newcomers, the original had none of the safety nets those sequels would add in. It was you, a sniper rifle, and a list of targets. You have a certain amount of bullets and no backup. Eliminate your foes without getting caught or you die. Simple as that. Oh, and since this is World War II, your gun makes just as much, if not more, noise than your average firearm, so make sure you have a good hiding spot and that every shot counts. There's always the risk that taking out even one guy in the wrong way will kick the entire hornet's nest. Sniper Elite makes you take account of a lot of different factors before you even choose to shoot one bullet, making for a nerve-wracking, palm-sweating experience that at least rewards you with a killer X-ray bullet cam if you nail a perfect shot. Number 6. Dishonored. Unlike other games with a moral choice system, Dishonored doesn't limit your overall morality to a set of choices made in key moments across the story. Instead, every decision you make on a grand moral scale is weighed up to see if you leave the already teetering city of Dunwall better or worse from your presence. As you can then imagine, this first-person stealth game can be pretty damn stressful to play, when getting caught even once can throw a carefully devised plan into utter chaos. Guards have little to no pattern, are very keen-eyed when it comes to noticing Corvo's handiwork, and are incredibly hard to shake off when you do get caught. Lose your patience, and any one person you murder will bring you one step closer to that bad ending. Quick save is definitely your friend. Number 5. Fire Emblem: Three Houses. Note, I will be talking about some mild spoilers for this entry. The story of Fire Emblem Three Houses has you play as Byleth Eisner, a mercenary who pulls a routine job that went just that little bit too perfectly, and now finds themselves teaching at a military academy on the country of Fodlan, a nation on the brink of a chaotic secession vying for the throne. As the story progresses, you're forced to choose between three heirs, the eponymous Three Houses, all of whom have equally valid but wildly different ideas for the country once they're in charge. Once you make your choice, you have to stick with the house you've aligned with and brutally slaughter the competition. It sure would royally suck then if the game spent its first half getting you really attached to all the children that you teach at the academy, including the ones you'll inevitably have to kill when they choose their sides. Fire Emblem Three Houses holds the player's feet to the fire in a way most other games are far too scared to even attempt. There's no magical third way out, just make your choice, stick with it, and see it through. Number 4, Pathologic. Pathologic is the dictionary definition of a cult classic, a game that everyone should at least try for an hour or so, but will only appeal to a very small percentage of gamers. The title exists for one purpose only, filling you with a sense of dread, hopelessness, and frustration. There is no shame in quitting Pathologic after the first hour. In fact, any fan, when hearing that you made it any further, will likely reward you with a slap on the back and a hearty handshake, because even they can't deny that this game loves to twist video game rules and tropes. Honestly, there's no all-out fun to be found in Pathologic. There is a fantastic, if unendingly bleak, story beneath it all, but the game is determined to make you want to quit at every turn with a nightmarishly slow walk speed, enemies that kill you very quickly, a plague that kills you even quicker, no way to restore your health for most of the game, and an RNG grind that will make you tear your hair out. Pathologic absolutely hates you, plain and simple, but it's also a must-play. Number 3, Among Us. Among Us, though coming out years ago, exploded in popularity across 2020. Beyond the fact that we were all stuck inside wanting something to do remotely with friends, it's plainly obvious why this game got so popular. As if it needs recapping at this point due to its insane popularity, in Among Us you play as one of a group of space travelers working on a massive spaceship and must maintain the ship to make sure you get to your destination. One of you though is actually an alien imposter who wants to kill the entire crew because it's an alien on a spaceship filled with squishy humans, and that's just what they do. With the right group of friends, there is nothing quite like Among Us, a realization even Epic had when they announced the rip-off Imposters update to Fortnite. Among Us has you either meticulously working on the ship, knowing that any one of you could be a murderous alien, or keeping up appearances while slowly picking off the crew one by one, trying to keep your tells to a minimum, pinning the blame on others when you can, and trying to avoid suspicion at all times. Number 2, Race the Sun. A super slick indie gem, Race the Sun is designed to keep you in that specific, oh dear god, I'm about to crash but I somehow haven't headspace that comes from the fastest video games. The goal is simple, you are the unknown pilot of a craft capable of near light speed and you are literally racing the sun. The craft is powered by the sun's rays, so you need to make sure you're going at optimum velocity and that the sun stays a good distance above the horizon. Enter the game itself, as by traveling at these speeds, the entire world becomes your obstacle course. Even the smallest object can make you spontaneously explode into a few hundred tiny pieces. Every time you dodge an object, it always feels like you just barely avoided disaster. Every shadow causes you to slow down significantly, so even the tiniest mistake makes you feel like you almost lost the whole thing. Race the Sun is an exhilarating experience and one that everyone should definitely check out. Just be prepared to lose hours upon hours to one more run. And number 1, Papers, Please. As the gatekeeper of the fictional dictatorship of Ostotska, Papers, Please tasks you with deciding who gets to come in and who doesn't, all based on the arbitrary whims of the state. Let the wrong person in because of a bad judgment or a crisis of conscience and your pay is docked, meaning your in-game family starves. Across the game, your bosses keep shifting the goalposts around practically every hour, forever testing your devotion between Ostotska and basic human decency. The game will stress you out long after you put it down, though, as it forces you to live with the choices you made. At least Fire Emblem Three Houses lets you save some people and ultimately shows that everything works out eventually. Papers, Please, though, is just flat out grim, as you need to carefully choose which battles to fight, which to let go, and how much you actually value that conscience. Lucas Pope's indie experiment is more than just a video game. It's an effective, digitized simulation of what it's like to be a slave to a dictatorial regime, an unwilling cog in its machine grinding up everyone it comes into contact with. And that, well, is pretty damn stressful, to say the least.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.